This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for an immediate halt to fighting in Sudan on Thursday and appealed for a three-day ceasefire to mark the end of the Muslim holy month Ramadan to enable trapped civilians to seek safety and supplies.
The cessation of hostilities must be followed by serious dialogue, allowing for the successful transition, starting with the appointment of a civilian government. The fighting must stop immediately. I am deeply concerned about the terrible toll on civilians, the appalling humanitarian situation, and the horrifying prospects of further escalation. Hundreds of people have been killed and injured.
Guterres has been negotiating to achieve a de-escalation since violence erupted last Saturday between former allies, now rivals, who lead the Sudanese army and the local paramilitary rapid support forces. Uganda President Yoweri Museveni will send a bill containing some of the world's harshest anti-LGBTQ legislation back to parliament. We get more from Reuters' Emma Gill.
A group of lawmakers from the ruling National Resistance Movement discussed the bill with the president and agreed in principle to sign the bill into law, said Chief Whip Dennis Hampson Obua. He said the bill was being sent back to, quote, facilitate the reinforcement and the strengthening of some provisions.
The bill remains the Anti-Homosexuality Bill 2023.
Human rights activists and the U.S. government say the bill, which was passed last month with near unanimous support, is among the harshest pieces of legislation penalizing sexual minorities anywhere in the world. The United Nations, European Union, and a long list of corporate giants have condemned it.
Reuters' Emma Gill reporting. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Mali's government says a senior Malian official and three other people have been killed in an ambush in an area in the country's southwest. The president's chief of staff, his bodyguard, and an owner of a drilling company were killed while traveling near the area of Nara and the Kayes region, according to a government spokesman who said a fourth person is still missing. The government didn't say who it believed to be behind the attack. The West African country has for a decade been battling jihadi insurgency. The United Nations chief has issued a warning to President Joe Biden and other world leaders meeting in a virtual White House summit on climate change. We get more from the AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
You are the major economies, but also the major emitters.
Ones whom Secretary General Antonio Guterres says have adopted fossil fuel projects and other policies that will boost the planet's temperature by nearly twice as much as the limit they set 8 years ago.
And this is a death sentence.
And in a blunt challenge,
I urge you to change course.
Guterres's statements followed the president's opening remarks.
We're at a moment of great peril, but also great possibilities.
Where he noted U.S. investments in clean energy and pledges to help developing nations. The White House would not say if the president actually saw the U.N. chief's video. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. House of Representatives approves a athlete ban for girls and women's teams. We get more from Gethin Kulbaugh.
Transgender athletes whose biological sex assigned at birth was male would be barred from competing on girls' or women's sports teams at federally supported schools and colleges under legislation pushed through by House Republicans on Thursday. Supporters say their effort is designed to protect fair competition in sports. Democrats criticized the push as targeting a vulnerable group of young people for political gain. The legislation is unlikely to advance further because the Democratic-led Senate will not support it, and the White House said President Joe Biden will veto it. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Large parts of the Muslim world celebrated the end of the fasting month of Ramadan and the start of the holiday it is, Eid al-Fitr, on Friday. In the holy Muslim city of Mecca in Saudi Arabia, prayers mark the beginning of the holiday. The start of the holiday is traditionally based on sightings of the new moon, which vary according to geographic location. While some countries rely on astronomical calculations rather than a physical sighting to determine the start of Eid al-Fitr, United Arab Emirates and Qatar followed Saudi Arabia and announced the holiday would begin for them on Friday. While the Gulf Arab neighbor Oman declared the moon and had not been sighted, and the holiday would begin on Saturday. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.